Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
Radio. Your program is the Eldership of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. I hope and I pray that all is well in your family circle. I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. Hallelujah. I just thank those of you that so graciously were able to tune in on tonight, and may God bless you, you, and you. I want to also take this podium in this time to send condolences out to those of you that have lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, last 48 hours, 8 hours ago, even seconds ago. And we want you to know that you're not alone in your hour of bereavement. You have prayer warriors that's praying for you and with you. Hallelujah, that God will restore your joy and restoration unto your heart and your soul. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank those of you that allow me to come in to your living room area, come into your workspace, then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your podcast down. And for that, God is going to bless you. God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. God will not get it confused, and God is won't get it sent out to the wrong address, because we know that God knows our identity. God knows your DOB. God knows your DNA. God knows your address, your zip code, your city and state. So God will make sure that your blessing get to its rightful owner. Hallelujah. God said in his word that he blesses a cheerful giver. So whatever area that you are a blessing in, God will reward you. God said whatever you do privately, that God will reward you openly. So God will reward you for whatever you has rendered unto God in his service. All right, hallelujah. I want to just go right now. We go into what we call our opening prayer. So whenever we approach this podium, this stage, we fail not to honor, to reference our Lord and our Savior. So I want to present him to some, hallelujah, and to introduce to others. He's our Lord, and he's our Savior. He is our soon coming Messiah. He is a native of Nazareth, yet he was born in Bethlehem over 2,000 light years ago. And Jesus told us that he went away to prepare a place for you and I and us. And upon his return, hallelujah, he would come in all of his omnipotent power, all of his glory, all of his beauty, and receive us unto himself. But until that time is upon us, we will continue, God, in your will, in your way, moving upward and onward, God. Then, hallelujah, then we are to, hallelujah, mount up from the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land, God. And I'm asking you on tonight, hallelujah, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again may not know of you, God, in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, God, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom, hallelujah, to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their heart and soul. Father God, we'll be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' marvelous, matchless name. And we'll let the cathedral faith of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and all of his children, hallelujah, and the Lord of hosts, say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Without any further ado, we're going to take you live on into a service, hallelujah, that's already in progression. And I will be with you just over 60 minutes, our whole total, including our second part of our Hymns of Zion, will be 90 minutes. So I'm scheduled to be with you half of that time, and then the other half will be with Hymns of Zion. So like I first stated, we're going to take you right now, without any further ado, into a service that's already in progression. I want you to bring all your digital devices, may it be your laptop, may it be your tablet, may it be your smartphone or your iPhone. Just bring all your digital devices that you have at your disposal. Bring them aboard, because we are in need of them. We're in a high-tech, hallelujah, society where digital is the way. Hallelujah. So we're just asking you to get all your devices, and you can follow along with me as I give out the scripture reading, and you can go back at a later time at your discretion and read what I have brought forth on tonight. Hallelujah. So our sermon on tonight entitled, Buyer's Remorse. I want to say that one more time. Our sermon on tonight entitled, Buyer's Remorse. And we're going to read our first key scripture. Hallelujah. And it reads this. It says that he has clothed me with the garment of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. And that scripture reading, my sister and my brother, is coming out of the law of Isaiah 61 and 10. All right, we're going to go now to our second key scripture, and it reads this. Hallelujah. It says, if a person sins unintentionally, let him offer to the Lord a young bull without blemish. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Leviticus 4 and 2 through 3. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to move on down to our third key scripture, and it reads like this. It says, blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. That scripture reading is coming out of law, Psalms 32 and 1. All right, we're going to go to, fourth key scripture, hallelujah, and it reads this. If the Son make you free, you shall be free indeed. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 8 and 36. And our final key scripture for tonight. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. That scripture reading is coming from the law of Psalms 119 and 18. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. All right. Now, we're talking about sin. We're talking about remorse. We're talking about the purchase of his blood. We're talking about being a buyer. We're talking about God's grace and mercy. And we're also talking about Adam and Eve. We're talking about the cross. We're talking about righteousness. Hallelujah. And clothed in righteousness. We're talking about salvation for mankind. I want to ask you this question, you that are out there in my digital audience on tonight. Have you ever experienced buyer's remorse? Hallelujah. I know that after making a prior purchase, I feel the surge of excitement that comes with getting something new. You might feel this same way as well. We know that after buying the item, however, a wave of remorse sometime crashes over you and I and us. And we might ask ourselves this question. Did I really need this? Should I have spent the money? All kind of thoughts run randomly in our minds. But we can go into the law of Genesis 3. We find the first record of a buyer's remorse. We're told that the whole thing began with the crafty serpent and his cell pitched. He persuaded Eve to doubt God's word in verse 1. He then capitalized on her uncertainty by causing doubt on God's character, verse 4 through 5. He then promised that her eyes would be opened and she would become like God, verse 5. So Eve ate, and Adam ate, and sin entered the world. But we're told that the first man and woman got more than they bargained for. Their eyes were open, all right, sure enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. But they didn't become like God. In fact, their first act was to hide from God. That's verse 7 through 8. We know that sin had dire consequences. It always keeps us from God's best. But God in his mercy and his grace clothed Adam and Eve in garments made from animal skin. Verse 21. Foreshadowing what Jesus Christ would do for you and us by dying on the cross for yours and mine and our sin. We know that his blood was shed so that you and I and us, we might be clothed with his righteousness and without no remorse. Then we can go to God and we can set our hearts to find the inward adoring of the mind, the knowledge and the virtue, the true and the grace. These are the robes of richest dress. Hallelujah. The cross, which reveals the righteousness of God, provides that righteousness for all of mankind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that, hallelujah, for the, hallelujah, all right. So now we know that if an ancient Jew violated the law of God, even in ignorance, was taken very seriously. We can go into the Old Testament. It recognized and provided for unintentional sin through appropriate sacrifices. And the Bible says that if a person sinned unintentionally against any of the commandments, let him offer to the Lord a young bull without blemish as a sin offering. That scripture reading again is coming out of the law of Leviticus 4 and 2 through 3. Hallelujah. The Old Testament sacrifice was more than a reminder that accidental wrong have consequences. They were given in anticipation that God in his grace would provide atonement even for wrong we didn't realize we were doing. He did this through the death of Jesus in our place. God's grace is far greater than what you and I and us could ever imagine. Grace, 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 grace. Grace that will pardon you and I and us, that will clean you and I and us within. Grace, 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 grace. Grace that is greater than all of our sins. Grace is getting what we do not deserve. Mercy is not receiving what we do deserve. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Jesus said that blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. That scripture reading once again is coming out of the law of Psalms 32 and 1. And we know in the year of 2010, in the month of May, there was a tropical storm, a gate that hit the Central America, producing torrential rain and landslide. Once it finished its course, there was a 200-foot deep sinkhole open in the downtown Guacamole City. We're told that the sinkhole caused the ground to collapse, suddenly sinking the land and electrical poles and also a three-story building into the depths of the earth. Though the sinkholes can be devastating, we know that the most universal and damaging sinkhole is the one that happened in the human heart. We know that King David was an example of this. We know that the surface of David's life took stable. However, in an interior, life rested on a fragile foundation. After his sins of adultery and murder, David, though, he had successfully hidden his treacherous act in the law of Samuel, 2 Samuel 11 through 12. However, God's intense conviction after Naaman's confrontation caused him to realize that denying the presence of sin in the life weakened the foundation of his spiritual life. And we know that to prevent his spiritual sinkhole from worsening, David had to acknowledge his sins to God in repentance. That scripture reading is coming out of Psalms 32 and 5. And as a result, God covered David's sin, gave him the joy of forgiveness. We too will experience God's grace when we confess our sins to him. We will completely be forgiven and covered in our spiritual sinkhole. Hallelujah. I want to ask you again on tonight, what habitual sin, what secret addiction or hidden vulnerability are weakening your interior life? I want you to remember that God longed to give you and I and us, hallelujah, his complete forgiveness. When we uncover our sins and repent, God will cover them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we are talking about buyer's remorse. We are talking about our sins. We are talking about grace and mercy. We are talking about how God covered our sin when he went to Calvary Mountain over 2,000 light years ago and gave up the ghost. He said that it is finished. Hallelujah. So just like I first stated, when we have, hallelujah, a buyer's remorse of things that we have purchased, then we have time to think it over after we get the items home, out of our bags and out of our suitcases or whatever that we have those new items that we just purchased in. If they're in a bag, maybe the department store bags. Or you might have it in another type of bag. But after you have got those items to the safe haven where you are to be and bring them out to hang them up or whatever you're going to do with them, Then you go to thinking about, did you need those things? You know, should you go to having a mindset of remorse? Should I have left those items in the store? Did I spend too much? Hallelujah. And so we know that a lot of times we buy things that we really don't need. Sometimes we think it over and then we go back and we have to carry them back to the store because our conscience has eaten away at us, telling us, you know, that we're just spending. We're spending. And we're spending in ways that is not pleasing unto God. God do not want us to be wasteful. May it be in food or may it be in currency. But we know that there is one thing that we don't have to have a remorse over, and that is our salvation with God. God tell us that He and He alone has covered you and I and us with the robe of righteousness. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Isaiah 6 and 10. You see, when the devil came at Adam and Eve, and he capitalized on her uncertainty by casting doubt on God's character, that means that she didn't believe the word of God, in other words. So the devil coming into play as a serpent, he told them that their eyes would be open and that they would become like God. So he tricked them into disobeying God. And the Bible says that Eve ate and Adam ate. And at that present time, sin made its appearance on planet Earth. Hallelujah. And they had an estate in the Garden of Eden, rent free, mortgage free, no bills to pay, no collector to call. They could live there free without having any buyer's remorse. All they had to do was be obedient to God's word. And they could live there forever and ever. But no, they had to believe an imposter by the name of Lucifer, by the name of our adversary, by the name of Satan. Hallelujah. And he listened to his lies and was compelled to eat from the tree that God forbid them to eat of. And so Jesus had to go and pay the penalty for yours and mine and our sins. Hallelujah. And it was not God's will to die. But Jesus was doing the will of his Father. He said, it's not my will that I go and die. But Jesus, being the obedient Son that he is and that he was and that he is to come, he was obedient even unto death. Hallelujah. Said, it's not my will that I go and die, but it is the will of my Father. So just to let you know that after they had partaked of the forbidden fruit, then they was ashamed. Now there they was in the Garden of Eden. They had been naked, and nakedness was not a sin. They was naked all of their lives, and it was not a sin. But after they had disobeyed God and followed in the pursuit of Satan and his lies, sin entered the world. And they were evicted. They was evicted from their estate there in the Garden of Eden, where they didn't even have to pay any light bills, no water bills, no garbage bills, no insurance bills, no life insurance bills, no burial insurance bills. They didn't have to pay anything. God was going to supply all of their needs according to his riches in glory. But no, they had to be disobedient unto their Lord and their Savior. And not only that, but he was their creator. He made them. He set out his commandments, his guidelines, his bylaws, his do's and his don'ts. But they had to be disobedient. They had to be heathens. You know, sometimes we don't act as God children. We act as heathens when we be disobedient to God in his word, in his bylaws. We are then heathens. We're just like baby kids. You know, we know that baby kids are them uncontrollable kids. Those kids that when you take them to the grocery store, they act out before the crowd of shoppers in the store. Embarrass you. They'll go to, you know, just acting out unseemingly in the department store where you're buying an item. They want you to buy them something. You said, no, I didn't go to the store to buy you anything. I went to the store to buy someone else something. I went to the store to buy me something. I went to the store to be a blessing to someone else. So I didn't come to buy you anything else, granddaughter or grandson, son or daughter, niece or nephew, grandson or granddaughter, sister, brother. I didn't go to buy you anything today. I went to be a blessing to someone else. But the kid yells out, go to screaming and hollering into the store. Get the attention of other shoppers. No, 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 you know. And he picks up a toy. You said, I'm not buying you anything. I didn't come to buy you anything on today. But the kid just acts out. That is what they identify as being baby kids. Them uncontrollable kids that when you say no, they says yes. When you say don't, they do. When you say stop, they go. So that's where we are sometimes. We are disobedient heathens. Instead of being the loving children of God, we started to act out and start being disobedient. And that's the way that Adam and Eve was. Hallelujah. By being disobedient to God, disobedient to their heavenly Father, disobedient to their mother, because God is a mother, a father, he's a sister, he's a brother, he's a lawyer, he's a doctor, hallelujah, in the hospital wing, he's a lawyer in the courtroom, in the court corridors, he's a lawyer in the courtroom, as I first stated. But they was disobedient to God. And they did not adhere to his word of warning. So Jesus now got to go and die for the sins that Adam and Eve has committed. Because Jesus did not sin. The Bible says Jesus did not sin, was without sin, and neither was a guile found in his mouth. But Jesus was the only one that could go and pay the penalty for yours and mine and our sin. And Jesus went without remorse. He went without remorse. He didn't say, no, Father, I'm not going. I'm not going to die for these people that have been disobedient to me. But Jesus went willingly. Jesus said, can't nobody take my life. I'm big enough to lay my life down. And in 3 days, Jesus proved that, hallelujah, he was big enough to pick his life back up. But Jesus had to go and pay the penalty for yours and mine and our sin on today. Hallelujah. And Adam and Eve paid the ultimate price by being evicted from their estate. They had everything that they could possibly ever want or need. God provided all that they needed, but yet they was not satisfied. They had to go snooping around, tipping around, you know. They didn't let well enough be enough, but they had to go slipping and tipping and dipping, and look what it cost them, everlasting separation from God. Everlasting separation, because now sin has entered into the world. And they really did get more than what they bargained for, because their eyes was open. Yes, it was. But I tell you one thing. They did not become like God. Hallelujah. Because what they did, they hid from God. God was calling their names, and they hid as though God did not know where they were hiding. God knew exactly where they were hiding, but he called their names to see if they would answer. Eve, he's calling her name. Then she says, I was hiding. Jesus said, what you mean you're hiding? He knew then that they had sinned. So God took animal skin and closed them. Closed up their nakedness. Because now their nakedness previously was holy. Now their nakedness has turned into sin. Hallelujah. So now Jesus had to go to the cross for their sins, for your sins and my sins. Shed his blood out on Calvary cross. But Jesus' blood was shed so that you and I, us, might be clothed in his righteousness and have no remorse. With no remorse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're talking about buyer's remorse on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that Jesus give you and I. He give us loving warnings in his word to protect and preserve you and I and us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless his holy name. And we left off talking about, hallelujah, we left talking about, we was talking about, hallelujah, Jesus. We're coming in. Let's see here, Lord, what we were talking about. Get back where I was. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so, like I said, we was talking about how that Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We were talking about David. I think that's where we left off at, if I make no mistake. I believe that's where we left off at. Hallelujah. And we were talking about that God tell us that he said, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. And that scripture reading came out of the law of Psalms 32 and 1. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And so we know that the word of God contains its own kind of warning signs. The book of Hebrews especially provides cautions about peril to the soul. He says, be aware, brethren, lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And that scripture reading is coming out of Hebrews 3 and 12 through 13. The context of the verse is a review of the unbelief and rebellious of Israel in the wilderness. Though this happened centuries before the book of Hebrews was written, the spiritual principles applies in our today's world. We are to exhort one another to resist the hardening of our heart that comes with sin. We know that warning signs are given to us for our safety, praise God, that he shall give you and I protection and protective warning in his word. Because of his great love for you and I and us. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the warning in your word that are intended to protect you and I and us and preserve my, yours, and our lives. Help us to heed your reproof and instructions that I and us and we may live a life that is pleasing to you. God, give us love and warning in his word to protect. And preserve you and I and us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And there was a book titled Filthy Things. And it says that it outlined four rules of disengagement, and it was to help people clear the clutter from their lives. The first rule states that if it weighs you down, clogs you up, or just plain make you feel bad about yourself, throw it out, give it away, sell it, or let it go and move on. I think this rule of disengagement has a spiritual application as well. We don't have to stay connected to our past sins. We know that Joseph's brothers struggled with this. Years after they sold Joseph into slavery, they recalled their cruelty and feared revenge. That scripture reading is coming out of law, Genesis 15 and 15. So they sent a message to Joseph begging for forgiveness, verse 16 through 17. They did this in spite of previous merciful actions and reassurance from their brother. Many of us remain connected to age-old offenses, despite mercy and forgiveness from those we may have hurt. However, we know that true freedom comes when we confess our wrongdoing to God. He forgives it. In the law of John, 1 John 1 and 9, it separates you and I from it. Then you can go to the law of Psalms 103 and 12. And as this verse puts it, he throws our sin into the depths of the sea. Malachi 7:19, because of this, you and I and us, we can remind ourselves that the Son has made us free, and we are free indeed. That scripture reading is coming out along of John 8:36. Hallelujah! This was a glad day when Jesus found me and you and us. When his strong arms were thrown around me, you and I. When mine, yours, and our sins, he buried in the depths of the sea. And my soul and your soul and our soul is filled with joy and victory. We know that the price of our freedom from sin was paid by Jesus' blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that when you and I and us, when we travel about, hallelujah, on our vacation, hallelujah, we see through the windows of moving vehicles. Thankful for the glass that allowed me and you and I and us to see through the beauty while remaining warm and dry. But we know that the windows also present a challenge. When it rains, water drops on the outside, obscure the view. When the temperature change and the condensation causes fog to develop on the inside. We know that those challenges help you and I and us to understand why it is impossible for us to see life the way God intended it. We know that sin obscures the beauty of life that God wants you and I and us to enjoy. Sometimes sin is inside our selfishness. It creates a fog that makes you and I and us see ourselves as more important than we are and causes us to forget about others. Interest, sometimes sin is outside. Excuse me. It's outside the injustice of others, causing our tears to fall like rain, preventing us from seeing the goodness of God. Sin of any kind keeps you and I and us from seeing the wonders and glory of life as God designed it. We know that for now, even though we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflection in a mirror, we see enough to know that God is good. The many wonderful things that God has revealed will keep you and I and us to forsake sin, hallelujah, and work to minimize its consequences in our world. We can pray that Lord improved our vision, clear the fog that comes from self-centered thinking. Help us to uphold justice, to offer comfort to others, and to wipe away the tears that have been left by the storm of life. We know that the only way to see life clearly is to focus on Christ. Our today's sermon has been Buyer's Remorse. In ending, I hope that I've said something to my nature spirit and infused your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward at P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. You can also log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program, bringing you part two of Hymns of Zion. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Remember to buckle up with Jesus at your wheel because he is people friendly. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now. Up next, Hymns of Zion.
But he said, no man takes my life from me, but I lay it down voluntarily. So who killed Jesus? I guess no. He loves.
but the only thing that I can seem to think about is you. People always asking, what would Jesus do? I guess that everybody else is thinking about you too. All around the world, what they talk about is you. If I didn't hold your hand, 'cause no matter where I go, I never, ever, ever go without you. Woo. I just couldn't do it, no, I wouldn't get through it. Trying to rock without you's like an engine with no fluid. I crash and I burn and I die without you.
your face. My God, who gon' help me face? Dysfunctional, but I'm functioning. I'm just wondering if your kind of wonders might wonder in and get me out the hole that I stumbled in. Well,
long, I can't get burned no more. I thought you was putting out the flame, but it was rain from the storm. Thoughts over my head, making me stress all day long. They won't let me rest, that's on my chest. I ain't that strong. I need a lifeline right now. 911 won't do. My back against the wall now. Done all that I can do. I prayed every prayer, went through every service like I know how.
Thank you.
watching you for a long, long time now, and I stand in awe of what you do and how you make creation look like heaven's coloring book. Golden sunshine against the pale blue sky, blankets of ocean that know to stop at the sand, mountains and valleys that look like you carved them by hand. Oh, let me be your work. Your stars are like diamonds worn on the angel's hand as they dance across the heavens as only they can. Warm summer rain as it falls from the sky, and a sweet, sweet little birdie that's just learning how.
And maybe All I need is you. Oh, my God. Out comes the sun, down comes up the rain.